From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Iraqi officials say at least 95 people have died today in explosions around Baghdad. A truck bomb went off outside the Iraqi Foreign Ministry today, and nearly 500 people have been wounded. Other bombs went off outside the Finance Ministry, near a joint Iraqi police and army patrol, and also near commercial buildings in the Iraqi capital. This has become the deadliest day of attacks in Baghdad this year. Iraqi officials say insurgents are at fault, who are trying to destroy the public's trust in the Iraqi government. Police in Afghanistan stormed a bank in Kabul today. They killed three gunmen inside who had taken it over. Police surrounded the bank for hours until they went inside. The attack on the bank comes just before Afghanistan's presidential election tomorrow. The Taliban is warning Afghans not to go to the polls. Rockets have been fired at the Afghan presidential palace. A suicide bomber blew up his car in front of NATO headquarters in Kabul over the weekend, killing seven people. The federal government is calling for businesses to be ready for the expected return of the new H1N1 swine flu virus this fall. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
At a press conference today, Commerce Secretary Gary Locke said that employers need to let workers know that they should stay home if they have chills, coughs, or other flu symptoms.
In America, we love to praise the Puritan work ethic, and with reason. But this fall, it would serve the country better to praise common sense and responsibility.
Companies should not require notes from doctors after sick leave. That would overburden the healthcare system, Locke said. Businesses should stay in touch with local health departments, and right now they should review or establish plans for recognizing and limiting flu spread and let their employees know what the plan is. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
The inflation rate in Canada dropped in July to its lowest point in more than 50 years. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The government agency Statistics Canada says the drop in inflation set overall consumer prices almost a full percentage point lower than they were a year ago, and the fall on a month-to-month basis was even more dramatic. But the agency says there is little chance that deflation will take hold as it did in Japan in the 1990s. Deflation is a broad and persistent decline that could further undermine the economy as businesses and consumers hold off on spending. The major factor in the current data is gasoline prices, which were more than 28% lower in July than a year ago. But analysts expect the impact of those prices on inflation to reverse by next month. Canadians also had some other bargains last month. Automobiles cost less, home prices dropped, mortgage rates fell, and the cost of clothing and shoes were lower. But costs for food and car insurance were higher. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 65 points. It's at 9,283. This is NPR. CBS News says the creator of its 60 Minutes program, Don Hewitt, has died. He was 86. Earlier this year, CBS reported Hewitt was battling pancreatic cancer. Hewitt created 60 Minutes in 1968. He served as its executive producer until 2004. Hewitt worked with legendary journalists Fred Friendly and Edward R. Murrow. One of opera's finest voices fell silent yesterday. German soprano Hildegard Behrens died unexpectedly of an apparent aneurysm while traveling in Japan. Behrens sang many of opera's most difficult, loud, and lengthy roles. NPR's Tom Heisinger reports.
She earned a law degree but dropped the books for music, singing small roles at the Deutsche Oper in Düsseldorf. That's where conductor Herbert von Karajan discovered Hildegard Behrens in the mid-1970s. A huge voice roaring out of a small woman. Behrens will be best remembered for portraying the armor-clad Brunhilde in Wagner's Ring Cycle when the 15-hour epic was first televised in 1990. The New York Times said there does not seem to be another Brunhilde to match her vocal authority and expressivity. Behrens was scheduled to sing at a festival near Tokyo when she fell ill. Her children were at her side when she died. Behrens was 72 years old. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
Hurricane Bill now has top sustained winds of 135 miles per hour. It is a Category 4 storm in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center says Bill could get stronger. The storm is expected to swing northward and away from the east coast of the United States. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.